Well, in somewhat lighter news tonight, the countdown to saying so long, bye-bye to 2020 is now on. But just like most of this year's events, that signature Times Square celebration, of course, will be way scaled back. A typically huge night in New York City will instead be replaced with social distancing and virtual screens right now in the middle of the pandemic. But the tradition is still going to go on. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin live for us right there in the heart of New York in Times Square, where huge crowds will not be gathering to see that ball drop tomorrow night. Tom.
Exactly right, Rob. You know, a million people were here to see that last year. A million people. This year, only the lucky few, and they will be working. The shutdown will be complete in 2020 around Times Square. Parts of it actually are shutting down to cars and pedestrians beginning at midnight tonight. They're setting up for a magical night in New York City that we'll only see on TV.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Without the crowds, the NYPD will have a much smaller Times Square presence this year, but heavy weapons teams will still be very visible. The Counterterrorism Bureau says there have been no credible threats against the celebration. But
we are very aware of recent events, particularly the vehicle explosion in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day.
Nashville, a powerful reminder that major events are always potential targets. As COVID-19 has cities across the U.S. finding safe and creative ways to ring in 2021, like pop-up art exhibits and virtual backdrops in Sacramento. In Las Vegas, the Strip is open, but the clubs are closed, leading to a new concern this year, people renting houses on Airbnb to party.
And I think everyone's concerned about house parties right now in general, because of the regulations, because of the potential for spreading the disease.
Three, two, one.
A ball drop test in New York today. It's all set. The spectators you'll see in Times Square tomorrow will be cast members, part of the show. Pre-screened for the virus. As for the rest of us,
don't come. Watch it on home. It'll be a spectacular television show. Next year, we'll all gather together and we'll fill Times Square. But this year, don't even attempt to come down there to watch it.
You don't have to listen too hard to tell. He really means that, doesn't he? And it shows. Closing down Times Square is, or parts of it, in just a few hours. In short, the end of 2020 will be a lot like the rest of the year. Not a lot open, as we all look forward to a much better 2021. Live in Times Square, Tom Negevin, News Nation.